There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
You are indeed tuned to DubaiEye 103.8 with Shruthi and Mark, with travel, entertainment and what's on, and a busy week ahead.
Yeah, I mean, it is Christmas Eve, so I'm sure everyone is in the Christmassy Eve spirit. Festive spirit.
Definitely.
Yeah, but, you know, from the day after, we do have to think about what we're doing for New Year's Eve. And if you're like me, haven't picked anything yet, don't worry, we've got a couple of prime options, mainly focusing on a good view. Now, as we all know, there won't be any fireworks at the Burj Khalifa, but there's a brand new laser display. So that's something new to look forward to, isn't it?
Looking forward to seeing that.
Yeah, it'll be something different, not the usual fireworks, some sort of laser display. And they've had videos up and on the Air and News Centre as well. They've posted a video about the preparations and it looks amazing.
It does, doesn't it? Oh, I'm sure it's going to be fantastic.
Yeah. So let's start with downtown. Now, plenty of options in the area, but we've picked Bleu Blanc. That's the southern French cuisine restaurant that's at the Renaissance downtown. And I spoke to Chef David Myers. He says it's the perfect spot for New Year's Eve.
New Year's Eve is going to be amazing at Bleu Blanc. This is the place to be because we have an unbelievable view over the water canal for the lavish display that's going to be happening. And of course, you get to enjoy the really relaxing but vibrant Southern French experience from Bleu Blanc. And we're going to mark the year off right. The fantastic set menu that we have that really, really is vibrant and off the grill, and we're going to have free-flowing beverages. And right at midnight, being outside, we have the front row access to the water canal and beautiful, perfect views of the Burj Khalifa.
So that's David Myers then, and starting time for that 8 p.m. and the cost $1,499 per person.
Yeah, or maybe you'd like to be on the other side of the canal, a step closer to the Burj Khalifa display. Now this time we're talking about DIFC. You can head to Gaucho's. It's just a few minutes away from the display, so you can even walk close after you've had your meal if you prefer. Danny Thomas, he's the managing partner at Gaucho Dubai, and they've got the terrace with a great view, and he says there's also a fantastic gala dinner option.
You find taken our usual brunch, but we've enhanced it more, made it more exciting. So we are offering the brunch from 7 o'clock in the evening to 11 o'clock at night. We offer an amuse-bouche for anyone who comes for a selection of oysters to begin with. And then the starters, you've got a selection of four of our top-selling starters. They come out on abundance on the table. So pretty much whatever you got on the table, whatever you really like and enjoy, just keep on ordering more and more of that. And when it comes to the main course, we've got four different kind of main course options to choose from that come with the traditional festive style side dishes, like your Brussels sprouts, parsnips, beef bacon wrapped, beef sausages, that kind of thing with Yorkshire puddings. But you can choose between the ribeye steak, which is obviously what Gaucho is all about. It's all about the beef from Argentina. We also have a selection of the rack of lamb, sea bream fillet, and also the roast turkey, which is obviously a traditional festive style main course. We also have a sharing kind of concept platter for desserts. We have a traditional Latin American Argentine pionono, dulce de leche. We have the traditional kind of British style, which is the apple crumble. Then what everyone loves is the chocolate brownie.
So packages there at Gaucho start at $420, going up to $695. Book before the 29th or try your luck with a walk-in if they do have some tables open for last-minute reservations.
Now, from one Burj, we're going to the other one. I'm talking about Burj Al Arab, of course. Yeah. And it's the one place that will have the traditional fireworks this year. And this is the place to be. You can go to the Jumeirah Beach Hotels. They have seven venues offering New Year's Eve menus with the best views in the house of the 12 minutes long firework display, right? So I spoke to James Thompson. He's the director of food and beverage. And I really had to twist his arm to pick just one spot out of the seven that we should be aiming for. And he picked...
I guess if I had to pick one, it would probably be Ocean Blue. It's a venue that we have. It's located on the beach. We're doing an amazing barbecue and buffet out on the beach, right in the shadow of the Burj Al Arab. So a perfect setting, perfect location. Obviously, it's because it's New Year's Eve, we're going to make it really special. So we'll have some live cooking stations over there. So we'll be cooking up live lobsters, live steaks, loads of live interactive stations. And we'll make the buffet really international, so there'll be mixtures of different dishes from all over the world, including some local grilled dishes.
That sounds good. Prices for that package, $1,895 per person. And if you like the sound of it, book it immediately as it's in demand.
Yeah, and apparently it gets booked up quite quickly. So, you know, if you are interested, get on it quickly. But now, After the Burj Al Arab, like the JBR fireworks are also not happening this year. But if you head to the Palm, specifically to the Sofitel, you can see the Burj Al Arab display from there as well. They also have seven options, including their seafood restaurant Moana. There's Manava that has a great grand buffet on offer. Maui, that's the strip of the hotel, and Laguna Platform. They're the best spots in the hotel, okay, apparently, for the fireworks. And they've also got some canapes in the nightclub. So I spoke to Chef Olivier Chalet. He's the executive chef of Sofitel de Palm. And with some more arm twisting again, and I asked him to forget about his diet, I got him to pick his favorite spot.
Yeah, I will pick Moana. I like the restaurant Moana. It's one of my restaurants. In France, my favorite place is Brittany. So, yeah, this is my choice. And Turbo is fantastic. We flew, I think he will arrive next week. Yeah, he doesn't even know when he will come in Dubai, this poor Turbo. And the lobster from Canada on appetizer, raw tuna ravioli with olive tapenade, Provençal, vegetable filling, something just incredible. The scallop carpaccio with the creamy scallop broth as well, braised leeks, you know, it's so strong, you know, and tasteful. It's wonderful.
Or if you're looking for something maybe a little bit more low-key, then head to the Reform and Social for the Brighton Beach Picnic.
Yeah, it's supposed to be really chilled out. And here's Mridul Sharma. He's the Assistant General Manager.
We're basically doing a picnic-style brunch. It's basically a very relaxed brunch by the lakeside. And you just come in your flip-flops, shorts. We're going to be having a lot of stalls. Barbecue, seaside, fish stalls. It's going to be all over the grass. It's basically somewhere where you can just, you don't want to, you know, go out to places where you just want to be completely dressed. There's also going to be entertainment in terms of having some games. The timings are from 8 o'clock onwards until 12:30.
And prices start at the Reform at 325 dirhams, 250 for kids between 7 to 14, and if you're under 6 years old, then you go along free.
Exactly. So that's at the lakes in Dubai if you're interested in that. And finally, if you've had a crazy New Year's Eve and you want to hang up your apron for one day, then you can go to the Address Montgomery for their Linner option. So this is happening on the 1st of January, and Tim Stanhope is the general manager.
So New Year's Day is typically a day that everyone has a bit of a slow start to the day, right? So what we've put in plan is to actually have a linear, which is lunch and dinner, and it will continue to run from 2 p.m. to 10 p.m. with our newly opened restaurant, the 19, which is due to open on the 23rd after a good old renovation, and we're serving a Mediterranean menu. So when we're talking Mediterranean, Mediterranean Sea is sort of surrounded by 14 different countries. And we've taken about 8 of those countries and used the elements of the food for that to create the menu. I've got an Italian chef cooking there for Giuliano, who's actually has a vast array of experience. And we're looking forward to him producing some fantastic dishes.
That's Tim Stanhope then. He's the general manager at the Address Montgomery.
Yeah, so that's on the 1st of January from 2 p.m. until 10 p.m. And the prices are according to the a la carte menu. So that's all your food options. But I had to think of, you know, the most pocket-friendly option that you can have if you want to watch the Burj Al Arab fireworks or even the Burj Khalifa laser show. And that's from the water, right?
Okay.
Like, this is something that I want to do.
Yeah.
So the RTA's water bus, the Dubai Ferry or the Abra, they're offering these great deals if you want to go out into the water and watch these displays. So the Dubai Ferry, they've got departures from Marina Mall in Dubai Marina. They've got the Gubeba Station, Festival City and Sheikh Zayed Road. That's from 9 p.m. and that's until 1:30 a.m. And that starts from 300 dirhams. And but if you've got children under the age of 2, then it's for free. Otherwise, you can do the water bus or the Abra trip, which begins an hour earlier at 10:30. And that also runs until 1:30 a.m. So those cost 125 dirhams. Again, children under 2 are free. So that's another great option. I think this is something I will be doing.
Yeah, it's a nice idea, isn't it, to see the fireworks from the water?
Yeah.
Yeah, I never thought of that.
Instead of having a massive yacht party, you know, where you have to invite 15 or 20 people, you can just get your individual tickets and go on this.
Yeah, and I've got a bit of a problem with that. I don't have a yacht.
Oh, yeah. You can rent one.
Right.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.